When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, ready? 1, 2, 3. Hello, Potted Together family. Bah, bah, bah. We are so excited to be back for season 5 of Potted Together. I'm Becca, and I'm joined by my co-hosts, Adam and Nicole.
Hey. Hello. Hello, beautiful people.
Hello. We missed you so much.
Yes. It has felt very strange not recording.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. Every time we take a break, I feel like it's needed. And it comes at a great time because, you know.
Yeah.
But then also, yeah. Like, when we record these podcasts, it's really not, it doesn't feel like work. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes we talk about work stuff, you know, the back end stuff. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, it's just us hanging out. And I miss that when we're on break, so.
Yes.
Yeah. Agreed.
Me too. I also don't necessarily miss when we get on the phone and we're like, what are we going to talk about? We don't plan.
We never do
anything. But you know what? That's okay.
It's all right.
That's why you guys love us. So anyway, today we are going to discuss some plant habits that we used to have and do, just things we used to do. And now we don't do them anymore for whatever reason. And that's it. So, but we have to have a hefty catch up because we have not talked in so long. Although we did just talk for like an hour.
We did.
So if there's anything left, you're about to hear it.
Who's going first? Becca, you.
Not me.
You pick Becca.
Not me. All right. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. When I was in Miami, there was a sweet boy with his family. He was an only child, and he spoke Spanish. Like, they all were speaking Spanish to each other, but then he speaks English. He goes, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Catch a tiger by his toe. Aww. And it was, like, obvious that he just, like, learned that little song. And anyway, it was cute. Okay. Adam, go first.
Ooh.
Jeez, yeah. I don't know. What am I going to catch up on? I feel like I've been pretty boring.
You went to California.
I did. Okay, yeah. See, we had a Patreon episode where we talked about this stuff, yeah. But I forget that, like, the masses. I got my nose pierced. I went to California, got my nose pierced.
Yeah, you did.
Been mm-hmm. loving it. I've been on a hair journey recently, too, because I feel like I lose a lot of hair in the shower. And I know that that's probably something that you guys may be used to or maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm just like, this can't be normal. This cannot be a normal amount of hair. I can run my hands through my hair right now and just pull out like hair. Does that happen to you guys?
Yeah, it does.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's a, okay.
And it's different. Well, it's like different with the season changes and obviously hormones play into it, but you know.
Oh. Well, it's been freaking me out and I'm like, okay, well, I don't know how to take care of long hair. And I was like, it's so confusing. There are so many products out there for like hair, makeup. Anyway, I was like, oh, do I have low porosity hair? Do I have high porosity hair? I didn't know. Was like sinking hair in a glass of water to see if it like sunk to the bottom. I don't even know if that worked. But I've been buying a bunch of like oils and stuff because I have curly hair and everything says like, if you have curly hair, chances are you really need to like overload it with product because it absorbs it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I've kind of been doing that and it's like feeling nice and soft and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. Your hair's getting long.
Nice.
It is getting long. Like.
Yeah. Look at that. We're back to long hair, Adam.
It's almost to
same
nipples.
Same length as me.
Yeah.
It's almost to the nips.
Yeah. I can't wait to live my fantasy of it just like draped down. My Alanis Morissette.
World Naked Gardening Day.
You should like straighten it and like do something, like get it styled. You should get a blowout.
Yes.
Oh. Adam, you should get a blowout.
Like Scott from Scott Grows an Avocado Tray. I feel like every time he gets his hair done, it's just like this. But yeah, I am getting a haircut on July 5th, my first haircut. Ooh. Long, my first long haircut, because I've never had my hair cut while it was long. It was always I grew it long and then cut it short.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're keeping it long.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it long. Just some shaping. I'll keep it long for a little bit more. I don't know how long. I kind of love it, though.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah.
It's not mullet. It's not mullet anymore, right? Like, it's grown out to kind of the same length. Yeah.
Kind of. Mm-hmm. The sides where it was a mullet are a little bit weird. So I think, but you know, honestly, give it some natural layers. So I kind of like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So.
Wow. When you go, definitely ask them to style it for you.
You got
it. Where are you going
to
go?
There's just a place in town. It was actually an Instagram follower said, like, the guy seems to be into plants too, but he was just like, if you ever want somebody to cut your hair, shape it, like, reach out. And so I'm like, okay, I'll set an appointment.
Sweet.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's fun.
I'm just hoping he doesn't sell it on the internet. It's not boy.
OnlyFans.
Not boy hair. Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
So you said you're doing that July 5th. So do you have any plans for the 4th of July?
No, I do not.
Yeah, we don't either. What about you, Becca?
I don't plan.
No, I like stopped doing plans for the 4th of July, like after I moved out of my parents' house.
Yeah,
we used to do fireworks every year, but I just like don't.
Yeah, we were thinking of doing like a barbecue because we have yet to have my best friend growing up. Her mom is my mom's best friend, too. So we have yet to have like their whole family over here and my sister and her family over. So we were trying to get everybody together, but it's so hard because they have little kids and it's like it's so hard with little kids, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. Hopefully. I just reached out to them today. That's why I was thinking about it.
I mean, Stranger Things season 4 part 2 comes out.
Yes, it does.
Near the 4th of July. So maybe that's what I'll be doing.
Yeah.
But no, July 6th. No solid plans.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess we should have prefaced this by saying it's still summer. Like, we're recording, it's still summer. Even though when you listen to this, it'll be like kind of towards the end of summer a little bit, I guess, right?
Yeah, sorry guys. Mm-hmm. We need to have some episodes in the shoot.
In the mix.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's probably still hot, so
oh yeah,
you know,
it will be.
Probably feels roughly the same.
Yep.
Oh yes. What else? Oh, I was trying to hybridize some Hoyas this week.
Oh, I saw that. I saw the funny glasses, the mad scientist glasses.
Yeah. I literally have no idea what I'm doing. There's not a lot of information out there. I have been like scouring over botanic articles. Is that what you would call them? Like science journals?
Sure.
On the Hoya flower structure and trying to figure out where to insert the pollinarium because it's just, it seems like it's difficult, but there are a few people in this like growers, not group, but like there are Hoya growers out there who have like really honed in on pollinating Hoya, hand pollination, but
That's
they
crazy.
Are like keeping it under lock and key. Like we'll not tell anyone, we'll not give tips, which understandable if that's what you want to do.
Gatekeeping.
So, yeah.
So not basic, understandable. Sorry.
So I don't know what I'm doing and I'm hoping something works, but I was taking pollen out of one Hoya flower in one species and moving it over to another very not professionally because I would just like put the pollen from one Hoya on my thumb and the pollen from the other Hoya on my index finger. And then I would go to the flower and anyway.
Hey, you might be onto something.
I don't know, but we'll see. I hope I just want to have a seed pod at least once in my like career of growing, and then grow those Hoya from seeds. And I feel like an ass because my friend Lydia had a seed pod and she gave me seeds from a Hoya, and I just like let them die because I just couldn't be bothered.
Yeah.
And I was like, I already had this opportunity. I screwed it up. But it was like, you know, when we go through those moments of plant care where sometimes we're like very active and then sometimes we're just like, I don't want to do a damn thing for this whole month. I was in that period. So,
yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Ooh, but I'll keep you guys updated if anything happens. I doubt it will, but maybe.
For sure. Keep us updated.
Okay. I'm going to check my sound really quick because I'm talking like right into the mic and my sound waves are tiny.
My sound waves are tiny too, but it sounded fine.
It did sound fine. I just want to check it. Hold on.
Okay.
Sorry. My job this episode is to make Adam's job harder. I am scared that my audio is going to be trash, but I checked it and I don't know. We'll see.
No, there is audio. It's fine. That's all we need. We need the bars moving.
Okay.
It's plugged in, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Nicole, it's plugged in, right?
I have a phobia now. I've developed a phobia.
What about you, Nicole? Let's hear your catch up.
Oh, well, let's see. Where were we? Okay, Mia graduated grammar school. I was a
yay, Mia.
She's such a great kid. She graduated with gold honors, which I was very excited about. Which I guess gold honors is like you have to have all A's and they'll accept one B for like the whole year of school. So I was very proud, Mama. And like I went into that graduation not expecting it to be as emotional as it was. Like, I knew I was going to cry. But when I tell you that we were sitting down and they just started Pompom Circumstance, I lost my shit. It was like Jay looks at me and he's like, she's not even walking out yet. What is wrong with you? I was like, oh my gosh. I couldn't even handle it. It was just such an emotional day and everybody, all like her friends were crying and it was really sweet. Hmm. It was a really fun day. We went out to dinner that night.
I saw Mia's TikTok about like hugs for people or something. I was just like, that must be so hard because she's going to a completely different school next year and none of those people are going to be there.
Yeah, there was a moment where her teacher, or it was a principal, I think, she announced all the different high schools that the kids were going to be going to, and they were supposed to stand up. And I was actually shocked because there was like maybe 8 to 10 kids in her graduating class that are going to all these schools all over the state. Mm-hmm. So like a lot of people are moving. But then when it got to the end, they announced these two schools that most of the kids were going to. And I was like, all of her friends are going to the same school. And I feel bad, you know, but I'm like, we're also doing this to better your life too, you know? So it's like, she had a very hard week because of that, because, you know, she just knew that she wasn't going to be seeing them much more. It's what, when you're in that state, like I remember being 14 and graduating grammar school. It's not easy. Like going into high school is probably one of the scariest things like I've ever done in my life. And that's, I don't know. Aside from having a kid, you know, like that's a scary thing.
You're See, just it was like weird tossed. For me. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say it's weird for me since I grew up in like really small town, Nebraska, like K through 12 was in the same building. Like one building. And so the first floor was like K through 6. And then when you went to 7th grade, you kind of went up to the second floor and it was 7 through 12. And so going into 7th grade was terrifying to me.
Oh, because
that's when I had a locker. That's when I was on this top floor with like all what I considered adults. Because like to me as a 7th grader, if you were a senior, you were like an adult. I don't know. I hated
it. But that's kind of crazy to have like 12-year-olds in the same building as 18-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I never understood schools that do that, like junior high and high school combined. I feel like high school should be its separate entity. Like, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior need to be... Even freshman and senior, like, there's such a drastic age difference between them. Like, yeah. I mean, having a kid that's going to be a junior and one going into high school, I'm like, yeah, you have nothing in common, you know?
Yeah.
But in, like, I don't know, it's definitely scary. It's like throwing them into the wolves. And it's funny because when the kids were little, I remember thinking like, oh my God, kindergarten, first grade, like, oh, it's so scary. But it's nothing like starting high school, like from a parent's perspective, like I'm nervous for her, you know. But mm-hmm. then we went to her high school orientation. Was it 2 days ago? Yeah, 2 days ago. And I think that that kind of like opened her eyes, like, this is going to be cool. Palatine High School is a pretty cool school. Like, it's a nice school. And she's excited mm-hmm. about it. And so it's going to be fun. She's going to meet people. It's going to be great. But I feel like that's the biggest thing that's happened recently, because we haven't really gone out of town. We've just kind of, I mean, I've been working like crazy. It's the middle of the summer. Although it's technically not summer yet, which blows my mind. Like, summer hasn't started yet. It's still spring, technically.
When does summer
start?
When
is the summer solstice?
20th?
I think it's the 21st, 22nd. So in less than a week. But still, it's hot as shit.
Can we go back to graduation for a moment and talk about your outfit at Mia's graduation, because it was fire.
I love
that hat on you. I feel like you should be wearing hats all the time mm-hmm. now.
So I think that I really like cute. Thank you. I think that I like hats on me now that my hair is shorter, but I never wore hats with long hair because one, I was like, I'd sweat to death, like it's just too much. But also, like, you know, it just looks cuter with shorter hair, I think, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I bought the hat a few days before the graduation because I knew I needed something, because graduation was outside on the turf. And I was like, I'm going to be a literal lobster if I don't. Sunblock just doesn't cut it for me. Like, the sun's like, yeah, no, F you. Like, I'm getting through this. Sorry. So I have to have a hat on. I had to. But yeah, I thought it was cute too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Also, I never commented about your new sunglasses, but you've had new sunglasses for a while. Because you remember you like replaced the bug-eyed ones?
Yeah. But okay, like so ones. Those sunglasses, they broke. The new ones broke.
No.
But I'm really glad that I didn't invest a lot of money in sunglasses, because me and Jay went to the mall like when I was complaining about needing sunglasses. And I wanted to get like a nice name brand pair and like keep them in a case. But like glass sunglasses could be like $200 to $300, like for nice ones. Mm-hmm. And that's ridiculous. Like, I'm just not the keep it nice kind of person. Like, even with my camera, it's just throw it in the bag, like throw and go, you know? So I knew mm-hmm. I wasn't going to keep them in a case in my purse and like have to deal with that. And I decided to get to settle for like a $30 pair of sunglasses, which is probably why they broke. But, you know, whatever. I need a new pair now.
Yeah.
Again. Sunglasses, it's one of those things where, like, I told myself I'd never get a nice pair because of that reason. But then, like, I got a pair of prescription sunglasses, and I'll update if I regret that. But, like, I can't wear sunglasses with my glasses, so I have to have, like, so we'll see. But I feel you on that.
Yeah.
I feel for people that have prescription glasses, like when it comes time to take photos, because the amount of times I have to tell people, hey, your glasses are transitioning. Do you want to keep them on or do you want to take them off? Like for family photos at weddings, and people get upset. They're like, because like you don't look the same without glasses. And if you never take your glasses off, you're not going to want to do it for photos, but you look like you're wearing sunglasses. And I'm like, mm-hmm. do you want to look like that in the picture? I'm just letting you know, you know? So that's kind of hard. Like, I feel bad about that. But also, yeah, like, I could not wear sunglasses. So I don't know how people with glasses don't, you know?
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah, I bet.
It does suck. Yeah. You have to have the case there because you have to put your regular glasses in the case, whether you put your sunglasses on. Yeah, it's just the whole thing. Mm-hmm.
But on the topic of glasses, I really like your new green frames.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
They're fab. Thank you. Oh,
I just killed a fruit fly and it landed in my shirt. Got fruit flies. So embarrassing. Thank you. Yes, I finally got new frames. They're from Warby Parker. And I'm loving them. They're great.
They're cute.
Very happy. Thank you. They are green.
Yeah, it's very Becca. They fit your face really well, and it's like, I don't know, it's very on brand to have a green shade of glasses for you.
Mm, thank you. Yeah, I already miss the tortoise shell, though. Like, I love tortoise shell so much. I already miss it because it, like, it doesn't, it's not so, like, harsh, you know? For some reason, I just find it a little softer. I might get another pair. Another pair that's tortoise shell. I don't know. We'll see. And switch them out, you know, based on what I'm feeling.
Oh, I have one other thing I want to talk about. I have an infestation of fungus gnats on my freaking syngonium elbow.
Did you recently pot it?
Isn't that in Leca?
It was in Leca, and I repotted it in De La Tanks a while ago. But all my plants are in De La Tanks that are not in Leca. No other plant has fungus gnats, and this plant has fungus gnats. Like, I took it outside. I mean, I'm going to repot it just because, but it's gotten so big. This is the one you gave me, Adam. It's gotten so big, and I'm just like, I cannot lose this plant, but, like, I can't have it in the house because it's bad. Like, you look at the soil, and you just, they're everywhere. They're just everywhere. So I took it outside and I watered it with hydrogen peroxide, you know, what you're not supposed to do. But I was like, I need a quick fix because I don't want to leave the plant outside. And I swear to God, because it was so hot outside, like 2 hours later, the soil was already dry and they're all still there. Like, it didn't even kill them off.
Like, what are they doing? They're bionic.
Seriously, I'm like, you guys are a different breed. A fungus gnat. So I don't know what's nematodes. I might put it back in Leca. I know.
And, you know, right? For the record, I've done the hydrogen peroxide thing still. Like, I know we're not supposed to, but I have done it on occasion. And it helps. Like, it's hard not to want to do it.
I know.
But that's what I thought it was gonna do, and it didn't. I'm wondering
it makes it like strong enough.
It was half and half. Okay, I think it should, and it fizzed. I mean, the top of the soil was just, they're all still there.
I don't know. I know that kills the larva, but maybe not the adults.
Yeah, it's not going to kill the adults, but there's no larva in there.
Okay. So maybe I just need to wait it out. You know, it's still outside. It's in full shade and it's loving itself out there because it's so humid. But I was just worried about leaving it outside too long. And then I was thinking of putting it back in Leca, and I was like, because it's getting really big, and syngonium roots with Leca.
Yeah, I wouldn't do Leca with syngonium, honestly.
I know. It was good in it, but I switched it out because of that, because I was worried about it getting too big and crazy.
Yeah.
So just got to repot it, I guess. But I was just curious to see if anybody else had that same issue, like, after watering with hydrogen, if you still had bad fungus gnats after it. Because I'm like, is this defected? Like, what's wrong with this hydrogen peroxide? But it is satisfying finding the one plant that's the problem, you know?
Yes, it is.
I was like, where are these coming from? Where?
You know what? I started watering my Hoya that hang above my sink more often, and they started a fungus gnat infestation in my house. I was clear for like a month or two. Mm-hmm. And then they started it up again. I watered them, and they were just crawling out. They were everywhere. And I put sticky traps full. I'm like, okay. Yeah. This is crazy. Nice.
Yeah. All right, what about your updates, Becca? Got anything?
Okay, well, yeah, I got new glasses, new prescription sunglasses, my first pair ever. Those will be arriving on Saturday. I'm so excited.
From Warby as well.
Also Warby, yeah. Gosh, I went to Miami. I didn't talk about that in the Patreon episode because I wasn't there yet. So I went to Miami last weekend. A week ago, I was in Miami.
That was a short little trip, right?
Yeah, it was just like a weekender.
That's cute.
It was so much fun. I went with my best friend, Natalie, and it was just so sweet to just hang out and, like, I don't know, just talk with somebody. Like, these little things that are, like, they don't seem to mean that much, but, like, just being able to talk to somebody meant mm-hmm. so much to me because I'm alone all the time. I have one friend. You know, yeah. It's just, it's hard. Like, it's actually been kind of hard going from being with people constantly to now being isolated again. Like, it kind of has sucked. Like, the last couple days I've been kind of bored and, like, restless.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if I try to work, like, I don't want to. But I don't really know how to describe how I'm feeling. Like, maybe it's anxiety because, like, every time I go to start a task, I can't finish it. And I'm just, like, I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on, but
I feel like that can happen really after, like, because you've done quite a bit of traveling. Like, you've been to quite a bit of places over just a short span of time, you know? So I feel like maybe coming down from that and knowing, like, you're not going anywhere for a little while and it's back to work just could be, like, underlying anxiety, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because I was like, go, go, go for like a long time. Even while I was sick, I had to be moving, which sucked.
Yeah, but, from all the book signings and then family. It was a lot for a while there.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't have any travel plans right now, although we are considering booking a cruise for our anniversary. I know, there's like a few cruise lines that are having sales on like whatever's left in 2022. And I'm like, these are really good prices. And like for an interior room with the drinks. Okay, Adam, tell me if this is a good price. For an interior room, no drinks package, it's like $400 or $500 for a 7-day cruise. But with the drinks package, it's like $800.
That doesn't sound expensive.
That's what I remember. And that's per person for a 7-day trip. I'm like, I feel like cruises are pretty affordable, honestly. I was surprised with how affordable it. I'm not going to say cheap because it's not. But I was going to say, like, I was expecting it to be like $1,200. I guess it depends on what cruise you're going on, of course. But, like, you know, the classic ones, like going to like the Caribbean or Mexico, it's just like very affordable.
Yeah. Which cruise line were you looking at?
That was Princess.
Okay, yeah.
But, like, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to, like, make anybody mad. But Daniel and I are both in the camp where we're, like, we don't want kids around. So, like,
yeah,
we are looking into, like, the adults-only cruises. But I think there's only, like, Virgin Cruise Lines is the only one that's adults-only.
Yeah, that is. And they're newer.
And that was, yeah, and that was a bit pricier. But honestly, it might be worth it. Because it's not that I don't like kids. I like kids, but, like, I don't really, like,
no,
want...
No, I get it.
I feel like cruises are very centered on families, which is fine because it's, like, a cheap way to travel with your family. But at the same time, we're like,
yeah.
Kids are crazy, and they're crazier on vacation.
Right.
You know, you gotta... You don't have to deal with them, but you have to listen to, like, the meltdowns and the pools being packed. And trust me, I get it.
We went on that Royal Caribbean cruise in January, and I didn't think there was going to be a lot of kids because it was January. I was like, don't they have school? But there was a lot of sperm cats running around. So I'm just like, but thankfully they had, like, an adults only section, the solarium, which was amazing.
Cool.
Ooh, but like Royal Caribbean, Princess, Celebrity, I think those would be all three that would be. Royal Caribbean may have more kids than the others, but still, like, all good choices. Princess is like a lot of older people, but I still loved it. I had so much fun on that cruise.
Yeah.
Where are you thinking of going?
Like, I think the Caribbean, because like the Mexico destinations. not that I've, I mean, it was so long ago, but I've been to them. And so I kind of wanted to see something different as well. Cause like I've been to Mexico so many times. So I was thinking there was one that had like St. Kitts, which you've been to.
Yes.
So I need to go back and watch again. But, so yeah, we're thinking maybe of booking a cruise like for our anniversary and like kind of like a last, not a last hurrah, cause we'll probably do like a baby moon, but like, you know, a last trip before family planning starts becoming a reality, like just, you know, our last free vacation.
That's right.
Not free that we still have to pay for it, but just freedom.
Freedom.
freedom from the idea of children. So we've been looking into that, but like, I don't know. I also kind of like the idea of just renting a cabin and like bringing our dogs for like five days and like a cabin on the water somewhere and just like chilling the freak out. Like, I don't know. That might be fun too.
That sounds so nice.
Yeah. Like go hiking and like kayaking and just do water stuff. So I don't know. Like a cruise is more involved because we then have to fly probably to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And like if we got like a cabin, we could probably just like drive somewhere. I don't know. So I'm kind of thinking through what I want to do because Dan's like so chill all the time. He's like, whatever you want to do, whatever, I don't care. So it's on me to figure out what I want. But Miami was so fun. I went to my first ever drag show.
I saw a little snippet of that drag show.
Yeah. It was so much fun. Like it was I felt like it was an informal drag show. Like there wasn't a stage or anything. And like they were, I don't know if this is how they always are. I'm sure it is. I've never been to one, but like they're just like lip syncing, like while they're like dancing in like cute outfits. Is that what they are normally?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, sometimes you have other queens that like actually do comedy or something, or they like sing themselves, but usually it's like a lot of lip syncing. Yeah.
Okay. I loved it. And it was, it was a gay bar, but like, it was like a bar that was like extremely like LGBTQ plus friendly. And like most of the people there were gay or allies clearly. So it was just like so much fun. Like I felt so safe there. Like going out
love
there,
a good
like
gay
I
bar.
Love, like I just like so a hot safe. Tip. If you are married, if you don't want to be approached by men, like, and you just want to have fun with your friends, freaking go to a gay bar. Obviously, if you're, like, an ally and you love, you know, you, like, support. You love gay people. No, if you're, like, actually supportive of, like, you know, don't just go and, like, be an idiot. But you know what I mean? Anyway, not that anybody who listens is like that. I mean, I don't even think I need to say that, but like, anyway, you don't get to benefit from the environment if you are not going to support them. Anyway. So
were they celebrating? Like,
They didn't mention Pride at all, actually. I thought they would.
Oh, okay. Because I know it's different in every state.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we haven't had our Chicago Pride yet. I think it's next weekend.
Yeah, and you know, I was looking at like the Columbia, Missouri Pride to see if there would be one, and apparently it's in September. I'm like, why is it not in June? That doesn't make any sense because I want to go. I've never been to a Pride parade. I know. I don't know. So apparently it's in September. Hopefully I have friends by then. But anyway, so the drag show was so fun. Like the queens were so beautiful. It was just like so cool. And like we danced the night away. Like me and my friend, like we both like loved to dance, and we were out like so late. And then the next night, we went to a club called Ball and Chain, and that is like a Latin bar. And so there was like a lot of like salsa dancing. Ooh. And it was mostly couples though. So we were kind of like out of place because it was like us and like we had our drinks. We were just like kind of watching, and like it was somebody's birthday and they had like 30 people there for their birthday. So we were kind of like on the odd ones out. But like being at that bar, it was like cool and stuff, but also it just like was not that fun because like I don't want to sound like dumb saying this, but like I had to like fend off a lot of men because they, and like Latino men are just like a specific brand of male. Not all of them. I'm not going to say all of them, but like, you know, growing up a Latina woman in a, you know, high, very Hispanic area, like, I'm very used to how they act when they are trying to get a woman. They're very persistent. Most, this is a generalization, nobody yell at me, but yeah, they're very persistent. When you say no, they'll grab your hand anyway. They'll pull you in. Like, this guy, like, was so gross dancing with me. Like, I told him I didn't want to dance with him, like, 4 times. Still grabbed my hand and, like, pushed our bodies together. And I was like, please. Like, I, like, what? Literally pushed him off me. I was like, this is gross. Like, please.
Yikes.
Oh, anyway. God. It's the reason I don't go out anymore.
His eyes weren't even open. Like, he was so drunk. I was like, can we leave?
Oh, ew.
And my friend was like, yeah, let's go.
Peace out.
Bye. So, anyway... But also, wait, should I tell the story about the airport? The budget
airport
guy? Oh,
yes.
Did you see that, Adam?
On your stories, yeah.
Okay.
Disgusting.
Quickly, I just want to say this as, like, fuel for anybody out there who experiences this. So, trigger warning, sexual harassment. Okay. So, I was leaving the Miami airport budget car rental area, and... the person who was running the gate, like, I didn't have the paperwork that I would have needed because I changed my reservation last minute, whatever. Anyway, so I had a receipt and all of that, and I'd walked up or drove up, and I was like, hey, I'm not sure what I need to show you, but here's my receipt. And he's like, oh, it'll just be a strip tease, like, to get out of the garage. And I was, like, dumbfounded. I was like, what'd you say? He goes, oh, it's just going to be a strip tease. And I was like, and, like, I clearly, like, I don't really remember the situation because it was a week ago and I, like, kind of blacked out. But basically it was just extremely inappropriate. And, like, he, like, doubled down, like, 3 times. Like, he was like, yeah, I said it. Like, I was like, I don't even remember what I said. But anyway, it came to a point where he's like, yeah, I say that joke a lot and, like, not everybody likes it. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, have you ever had somebody like that before? And he's like, yeah, actually, one time a stripper came through and she, like, told me to come see her. And I was like, well, did you go? He's like, no. Like, he acted like it would be gross to go see this stripper. I'm like, if you're going to make sex worker jokes, then you should at least support sex workers. Like, I was so pissed off.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was like, wow, that's, like, pretty lame of you. Anyway, like, can you open the gate? Like, I don't remember what I said. Anyway, so in my mind, I was like, whatever, this stuff happens. Like, it was not a strange interaction. This shit happens to women all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a strange interaction, but it wasn't new. So I was like, should I even say something? And then, I don't know, I just kept thinking about it, and I decided to report it to the airport. And I just have to say, this isn't going to happen all the time, but they have been so diligent in, like, trying to identify who the person was, because he wasn't wearing a name tag. So, like, I didn't. Like, I couldn't say who it was, but I could describe him and, like, say where he was at what time, etc. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's pretty helpful because I'm sure they have cameras.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, like, they've been, like, super diligent about, like, figuring it out. And they're, like, so apologetic, whatever. And I'm like, yeah, like, it's not your fault. I just want to make sure that, like, he gets disciplined. And, like, they asked if I wanted to file a police report. And I said no because, I don't know, I just... would rather him get fired or get written up or something. But I don't know if that would really change anything, but I don't know. Anyway, I just wanted to say, like, if you experience stuff like that, like, I don't think any form of harassment, especially sexual harassment, is too small to report.
Right.
Because I've gone most of my life thinking that stuff like that was normal, and it's just not. So, like, if you can and you are have the capability and, like, the capacity, I'd say report it so that these people can, like, be disciplined and lose their jobs and not be able to harass other people. So
yeah, that's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, when you talked about it in your stories, the one thing that stood out with me, to me, was the laughing about it part. It was so relatable and instantly brought me back to so many times where I've done that too. And it's crazy how we resort to doing that. We're just like, oh. And like you said, those of you that didn't see Becca's story, she pretty much said, like, you feel in that moment like you want to protect them from feeling uncomfortable. So you make it comfortable, a situation that you didn't even bring up in the first place. And it's just so... ew, you know?
Ew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you reported it, and I hope that they find out who it is. Like, are you still waiting to hear back from them?
Yeah, they asked for, like, a better description of him. I didn't really describe him too well in the initial email. So they asked for a better description and, like, any information, any other information I had. But, like, I really only had so much. Yeah. And they didn't even ask, like, what he did. They're just, like, trusting me, which I think is nice, too, that I don't have to, like, say what happened, like, over and over and over again, which is oftentimes the case. Like, survivors have to tell their stories over and over and over again, which is really, it's re-traumatizing. So, anyway, big any situation, like, to me, this feels small, but at the same time, like, it's not.
No,
so I have not. To like tell myself that it's not too small to report, like any harassment,
yeah,
any form of harassment is not too small. So yeah, I was relieved to see that they're actually like taking it seriously.
Oh yeah, for sure. But plus, like, for him to be for him to admittedly say that he says that to everyone, which I'm assuming it's everyone meaning women by themselves in a vehicle. What is he waiting? He's clearly wants that to happen one day. Like, he wants, it's disgusting. I mean,
what is this shit with straight cis men just being, no, okay, I shouldn't say that. That's a harsh generalization. But like, it's like they just think that they're like living in a porn film where they'll be like, hey, I have a package for you. And she's like, oh, unzip. Yeah. Like, oh my gosh. Like, what the hell?
I have a package for you.
I've got a package. Yeah, it's honestly, true, I don't think there's many straight cis men who watch the podcast or listen to the podcast. So, if they are, I think they would understand.
Yeah,
and I think they'd agree.
It's so weird, and like, I don't know.
Probably write a book, like being a wedding photographer around a bunch of young cis.
Drunk men.
Yeah, I could probably write a book. Should start documenting my experiences.
It's the worst. I had to drunk too.
Yeah, I had to put it in the contract, like a clause in the contract that says if I feel uncomfortable that I could leave, because it's happened so many times. Especially like I'm walking in hotel rooms and I'm like, hey, is everybody dressed? And you always, every single time, yeah, we're dressed. You want us to get undressed? Like the littlest things. And it's just like, again, I need to do my job, you know?
Yeah. Like you're at work. Like what?
All the time.
And like if you do say something, the whole situation is just like really awkward and uncomfortable. And like then you have to deal with that. So it's better, like it's not better, but it is better in the moment just to be like, oh, anyway, haha.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, can you open the gate? Like, because if you're like, actually, that's sexual harassment and blah, blah, blah. Like, it's just, it never feels worth it. But it shouldn't have to be that way. Like, we should feel like we have the agency to say something, but that's just, like, not.
Yeah.
It's not our fault.
No, it's not. And can you imagine me taking it seriously and being like, well, now that you said that, now I have to go tell the bride and groom that I no longer feel comfortable working with you directly for the rest of the day because I'm going to be taking pictures of you for the rest of the day and I don't feel comfortable with that. So now I'm going to leave and they're not going to get any money refunded and now they don't have a wedding photographer. Like, literally, I have the right to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I bet that would change things for that person. I bet that they would probably realize more of what they did, but then I'd be the bitch for leaving, you know?
Right.
Shitty.
Yeah, it is. And last thoughts, if you ever see it happening to somebody else,
like
say something. I don't know.
Yeah
or at least
talk to whoever it was after the interaction is over and be like, hey, are you okay? Because it can be really triggering for a lot of people, no matter how small. And like, it's just
Yep.
Anyway.
Fucking men.
Fucking wow. Men.
Men. I thank God I found Daniel when I did, because I just don't know.
I feel the same about Jay. Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, any married or you don't want attention from men, just go to a gay bar. The attention you get will be really nice, and they'll tell you you look really pretty, but there's no strings attached.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
I mean, for women. Let's make that clear for women.
right.
Yes.
Right.
Sorry.
Well, for women. I did get hit on by a woman, but it was much less threatening. Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, like, you think I'm pretty? She's like, I've been staring at you all night. I was like, I know. I saw. She and her partner were like propositioning me and my friend, or like trying, and I was like, I respect the drip, but I'm married, I'm sorry, he's not here. But like she told me that, well, she was watching me or whatever, and I was like, are you bi? She's like, yeah. And I was like, oh my god, your partner has bi wife energy, because I was thinking that the whole night. He was so fun, and I was, she's like, oh my god, he does.
Oh, so it was like a male female couple.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And like there was a point where they like stormed out. I don't really know why, but anyway, some boundary must have been crossed, I'm not sure. But she was bi. I don't know if he was.
Were
or
you
not,
the boundary?
It wasn't me. I was very like, I respectfully declined, and we like danced with them for a little bit, like not on each other but just next to them, and then we kind of like skirted away.
Yeah
It was funny.
That's funny.
Anyway, okay, so today's is not about how to be safe while going out as an adult woman. It is about houseplant practices that we no longer do.
Yeah, for whatever reason.
Habits we have that we've broken.
Well, I'll go first. Something that I noticed that I did this year that I didn't do the other few years I've been collecting plants is bring houseplants outside other than my cactus. Like, I don't have... I used to bring all of my plants outside. You guys remember that? Like, I'd have just a few plants left inside. I'm not sure what my thought process was this year, but I have a small area outside where like all of my cactus fit perfectly, and I plan on bringing my cactus out first because they can withstand like a little bit of colder temperatures than my aroids. But I was like, I kind of like how this looks, and I kind of like not having to deal with the drama of bringing the plants back in the fall and having to either repot or make sure there's no insects and that whole thing. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I like it or not. I don't know if I'm going to keep up with it, but it's something that I didn't do this year. So we'll see how I feel about it in the fall, and we'll see how my aroids are doing in the house, because they usually benefit from being outside. Like, they grow pretty big from being outside, but I don't know. We'll see. I didn't do it this year. I'm living on the edge.
How does that work with your plants? Well, I'm sure... Would you bring out a LECA plant outside?
No, probably not, because unless it was sheltered, like, from the rain, because it just rains so often here that they would flood.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And then all the nutrient water would be washed away. And yeah, and we don't really have, I mean, we have like umbrellas and we have like sunsetters, but they're not out all the time. So I just wouldn't be able to trust that, you know?
Yeah.
But I have brought I have brought my Hoyas outside before, and most of my Hoya are in LECA, and they loved being outside, like in the shade. They loved being outside. But I'm having pretty good luck with my Hoya inside, so I think they'll be fine.
Yeah, don't break it.
They don't know what they're missing.
Yeah.
Oh man, one thing that I used to do. Well, I had my first big, when I first kind of started my YouTube channel, but I had plants for a while before that, but I had a first big, like, fungus net infestation, so then I did beneficial nematodes, which wiped it out immediately. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Would suggest it for anybody who has soil. But then when I would buy new soil, you just knew that fungus gnats were in the soil. Fungus gnats live in every soil that you buy at the store. Mm-hmm. Like, they're going to be there. And so I would microwave the soil that I used to repot plants before I knew better. Because you looked online and you'd be like, how do I get rid of fungus gnats? Or how do I, like, sanitize soil? And everything's like, oh, you bake it or you microwave it. And I was like, yeah, this is definitely what you need to do. Before I knew that that was, again, like, murdering every organism, good or bad. And the funny thing is, like, sometimes I'll get on Facebook groups and people, like, you know, asking. I'm not going to make fun of anyone asking for information. But there's a lot of people who also still give this information out, like, readily. Yeah. They're like, oh, yeah, bake your soil, microwave it, like... I'm just like, oh, don't do it. Please don't do it. But I don't want to be that person that's like, actually.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But can we just sometimes stop I giving wonder... that info out?
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I wonder if the information, like, that we got back then was also old information for someone who had been house collecting houseplants for a few years. And, like... Mm-hmm. We're just like catching, you know what I mean? Like, I wonder if, like, the information is just lingering around out there and people new to houseplants are just taking in all these little bits and it's just not good info, you know?
Yeah, we're just cycling through it constantly.
Cycling through it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like, well, okay, I was watching a Bloom and Grow Radio Garden Society like episode. I don't know if you guys know, like, her Garden Society. It's basically like she has worked with Leslie Halleck, who is a horticulturalist, and they've made like a bunch of educational videos together, like seminars basically. And so they have a section called Ask a Horticulturalist Anything, and one of the things is like, oh well, I've heard that if you put a cutting of pothos in with your water propagations, they'll root so much faster. And she was saying, Leslie was like, I mean, yeah, that's true. It's just, like, the reason that it's true is, like, so much deeper than what people think. And, like, she had this whole explanation, and she's like, whenever I hear about these little hacks, she's like, I have to sort of, like, reverse engineer and, like, figure out why somebody is saying that. And, like, apparently it's not just pothos. Like, you could do it with any plant because it puts off this, like, hormone or something. Hmm. Anyway, it was interesting because, yeah, it's, again, like, with the baking the soil, like, why would we do that? Yeah. Where did that even come from?
Yeah.
Is that even necessary? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Would not do it anymore. Also, like, when I did it, the soil that I used, like, it would get, like, very hard when it dried out. Like, so it, like, the microwaving caused something in the structure that, like, after I first watered it, and then when I would water it, it would be, like, rock solid. I don't know. It was very strange.
Yikes. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that is crazy.
All the little microorganisms, their carcasses are binding together.
Yeah. Creating a paste.
Ew.
It's a death paste.
Okay. Mine is... spraying my Hoyas with orchid spray. Orchid fertilizer. Spray.
We all did that, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah. And somebody gave the advice back to me. I mentioned at some point that my Hoya wasn't growing or something. And they were like, oh, try this orchid spray. And I'm like, oh. Again, with this advice circling around, yeah. I used to use it all the time. But when I moved to Colombia, I stopped using it. I think it's because my Hoyas just started growing because they were in a lot of humidity now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it wasn't necessary, really. But yeah, I remember it worked really well at the time. Like, it definitely jump-started growth, I think. Maybe it didn't and it was all in my head, but I think it did.
I think it did, and too. I remember stopping it, I think, shortly after I got my grow lights. So I think we swapped, like, one thing for the next. You know?
Yeah. And, like, with the grow lights, I don't think that you can have the orchid spray on the leaves with grow lights. Because, like, if you have, like, direct sun, Could burn them. With the fertilizer, it'll burn it. Yeah. And that a lot of people were running into that. And I think that Gretchen, Greenhouse Girl, introduced the world to the orchid spray for Hoyas.
I think she did. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
That's and, where like, I learned she it from. Got,
yeah, me too. And she never stopped getting messages about it. I mean, maybe now she doesn't, but like when she first shared about it, I remember she was so overwhelmed with people being like, how do I do it? Is it this? Is it that? And she's like, okay, anyway, like, can we move on?
Follow the instructions.
Spray the fucking plant.
I know.
I think I learned it from you, Adam.
Who? Yeah, and I learned it from Gretchen. But
yeah, I think so.
I kind of stopped doing it when I converted to LECA because I was, every time I water my plants in LECA, I'm giving them fertilizer. Like, I'm giving them nutrients. Right. So I kind of was just like, eh. I'm kind of over this. Plus, like, I had glass shelves, and I hated that it, like, left residue on them.
Right.
Yeah, that was annoying. Yeah.
It's, like, one extra step that I'm just not sure is entirely necessary, and I'm not upset that I'm not doing it anymore.
I will say, when I hear people say, like, oh, if you want your hoy to bloom, just spray this spray on it, I don't know if I buy that. No, it might work, but it's like, you know, if you want blooms, bright light. And fertilizing, which that spray is a fertilizer, but it's a foliage fertilizer, which, you know, Hoya or epiphytes, they do take nutrients in that way. I don't know.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, what is your tip for blooming Hoyas? Because I get that question a lot with my Carnosa. And all I did was just wait. Like, I just waited a long time until the plant was more mature. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Like, it, I mean, it does get, like, quite a bit of light, and I do fertilize it regularly, but I do that with all of my Hoya. And that's the only one that's blooming consistently. So I feel like it's just like waiting it out a lot of the time too. Like, I don't know. What do you guys think?
It is. It just seems so weird. Like, sometimes it's like they always say, like, oh, your Hoya needs to be root bound before it'll bloom, which again, no, it doesn't. Like, I've had I've had cuttings grow a peduncle and bloom while rooting them. So I don't know. It's like there's certain Hoyas that seem to bloom easily. Once you get that first bloom, it just feels like they continually know, like, oh, this is what I need to do. You know, like your Compacta. Yeah. Once that first bloom came, and it's like a regular cycle of blooms, and that's how mine is.
Yeah. And it, like, will make new peduncles all the time.
Yeah.
In new places. Well, not all the time, but, like, I have, I think, maybe four now. Yeah. And I used to just have one, and it just kind of shot up others.
But I guess my biggest...
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think bright light is the biggest helper for a bloom. Like, fertilizing and the brightest light you can give it. Again, like, not outside direct sun, because that will burn them.
Yeah.
But indoor direct sun for a small amount of time is fine. South and west windows.
Yeah, or grow lights. My obovata is blooming, and it's probably the biggest bloom I've ever seen on one of my Hoya. It's like fat, and I posted it the other day, and someone asked me, like, what's your advice for getting your obovata to bloom? Like, I can't get mine to bloom. And I was like, honestly, I haven't watered my plants in literally over 3 weeks, and I went to go check it, and it had a bloom, and it was bone dry. The leaves were like starting to like curl up because it was so dehydrated. And I was like, so if you ask me, I'm gonna say stress, but then I said light and fertilizer, obviously, too. But like,
that's
sometimes
what, that's
I think
I tell people too, because I think I'm stressing my Hoyas because I let them all go dry for probably longer than I should.
Yeah, me too. Lately, I don't know why I've been waiting so long. I just cannot. It's my LECA plants too. Like, I can't be bothered by them right now, but it's given me a great bloom. She's doing great. Yeah.
Those ones are drippy, so be careful with that.
They're drippy?
Yeah, they're very sappy. So give it a little taste.
Oh, I'll give it a little taste.
Ooh, yummy. I really want my Linearis to bloom. Like, if one day my Linearis blooms, I swear I would have an O on the spot. Like, I cannot wait. Because it's such a delicate plant, and then you get that fat bloom. I'm so excited.
Someday. I keep wanting to try Linearis again. I want to try that one again. I do too.
Mine died that you gave me. I was bummed.
It's... Okay, once I figured it out, actually, I'm nervous to say this, but once I figured it out, it was really easy. Mm-hmm. Like, just simple. And it, also the plant is older. I think older plants are easier to take care of, or bigger plants are easier to take care of.
More established.
Like, all of my little Hoyas, I'm like so nervous about all the time. But once they get big, I'm like, you're fine. It's like a teenager. Yeah. Take the car keys. Take it for a spin.
Order yourself a pizza. All right, that's it.
Yeah. Here's my credit card. Get out of here. Get lost.
Oh, you guys are not parents.
No, I'm not.
Take the keys. Take my credit card. I don't know what you guys are talking about. No, I'm just... just kidding.
That's funny.
Nicole, you got another habit?
Yeah. So I found these the other day and I was like, oh shit. I was cleaning out my drawers. My drawers. And I found mosquito dunks. Do you remember mosquito dunks?
Oh, yeah.
Like the bits?
No, like the dunks.
They look like little donuts.
Yeah. You never used them?
No.
I've only used the bits.
Okay, so I use the dunks because the bits, like, I guess the bits work, but I never liked sprinkling them on top of my soil and, like, they turn nastiness, you know, they start looking really bad. So I tried the dunks because with the dunks, it's literally the same thing. It's just in a different form. It's like a solid piece and it looks like a little donut. And you drop it in your watering can, so then the water is infused with whatever is in the mosquito bits, dunks. And you water your plants with that. So I prefer to do it that way. I used to do that all the time, and I swore up and down that's why I didn't have fungus gnats. Maybe I should take my ass downstairs and water that Syngonium elbow with some dunks.
Yeah.
But I don't use them anymore. Like, I forgot I even had them. I also don't use bits anymore.
See, I do. I mix bits in with my soil mix. So I'll like mix.
Okay.
Well, I don't really have soil mix. I just went to Pueblo Plant Shop last week and bought two more bags of De La Tank soil because I was like, I'm going to be doing some propping with my Hoyas. And I love that soil for Hoya propagations. Like, you cannot convince me otherwise.
Yeah.
Yay.
We need some stores. Listen, if you listen to the podcast and you happen to own a plant shop in Chicago, can you fucking sell De La Tanks, please? Because ordering it is pulling teeth. Yeah. Can you please sell it? Thanks.
Yeah. I got two big, like the 16 quart bags. I think that was the two big bags. And it was like $32. I was like, oh, this is way cheaper than ordering it online. I mean,
great price. Yeah.
But, I'll dump a bag of that soil into like a plastic tub and then I'll take like the mosquito bits and like pour them in there and then mix it together.
Smart.
But again, I don't know if the mosquito bits do anything. Gotta be honest. Because I still feel like I fight fungus gnats.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, what are you really doing? I don't know.
Yeah.
Also, okay, are mosquito bits, like, bird-friendly? Because I recently had mosquito larvae in my bird bath. I saw that.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a good question.
When you were just like, if this is a frog, I don't want to do anything to it. I was like, that's mosquitoes. Like, that's for sure mosquitoes.
I didn't know that's what it was.
If a beautiful frog trusted my bird bath with her babies... Oh my gosh, I would cry. But no, it was a nasty mosquito. She said, this is a nice little farm here. She was farming me. That's what was happening. The mosquito
was getting
was,
ready to attack.
Yeah, she was. The mosquitoes love me. I don't know if you guys are the same.
Yeah, same.
I must taste delicious, which makes me feel good. But mosquitoes? No.
I've been scratching two on my ankle this whole episode, actually.
Oh my gosh. And you know what? I think I got poison ivy or something on my skin yesterday when we were cutting down trees.
Oh no.
Because I had a rash all up and down both of my arms and I was sitting there itching it and Daniel got so mad at me. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, my arms are itchy. I don't know. And he like grabs my arm. He's like, this looks like a poison ivy thing. Like, stop itching it. And I was like, okay, like, why are you yelling at me?
Because you could spread it, right? And then if you touch him, he could get it, right?
Yeah. I was, like, spreading it up my arm. It's, like, much better today, but there's still residual rash going on. But, like, I don't think it was poison ivy. I think I just had an allergic reaction to, like, the cedar or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, mosquitoes are the bane of my existence. They have... What's the fucking point? I think I talked about this on Instagram and someone was like, well, the birds like them. And I'm like, shut up. The birds can eat other shit.
shut up.
I just looked it up and you're safe to use mosquito dunks in a bird bath. But they said,
oh, sweet,
like a great thing, because mosquitoes like to lay their eggs in still water, is to have your agitator. I don't know if you still have that agitator. You remember you had that?
Yeah. It broke. I ordered a new one. It should be here soon.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm on like a... I cannot do in-person shopping anymore, you guys. Like, I can't do it. I want to, but I needed to get running shoes, and I went to like 4 different stores. It took me 3 hours, and I still had to order them online.
Did you get Brooks? Yeah.
No, Daniel is a big Brooks babe. I got Hoka's.
Well, those are still good.
Yeah.
I got a pair of Brooks for Disney World, and honestly, my feet loved me. They were just like this.
I need you to send me these shoes because I need new shoes for working weddings. Also, are you getting these shoes for this August run thing that you're doing in Chicago?
No. Okay, wait. Oh. I'm not even signed up for that, actually.
Oh,
thank God.
Good.
No, I think I don't know if I told you, but he was joking with me, which I had a feeling he was. Oh. I'm not signed up for a Tough Mudder in August, and I'm so happy. No, oh, but good. I got the new shoes because I'm going to start hot girl walking. Just, you know, see how much I can do. I want to be more active. Mm-hmm. Because I just sit in my house, and I mean, I was relatively active before I did all my traveling in May, but now I'm like, hawker walks.
Yeah, cool. Send me these shoes if you can.
Yeah, I needed like actual good like athletic shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, and I had my unshaven legs, like it was just a whole mess. I had to go to like a specialty running store where they like put the shoe on you, and I'm like, oh God, like I haven't shaved my legs in like a week. Not that I care that much, but I was just like, I know that he sees it. I know that he sees my leg hair. But another thing about
such
Miami,
an awkward feeling with shoe stores and then putting shoes on your feet. Like I hate it.
Why is that a thing?
There's like a power dynamic I don't like. Like, I don't want you to like I'm not Jesus. Like, get off of my feet. I can put the shoe on myself. Like, I don't know.
I'm not Jesus.
I know I have the hair.
Literally.
But...
oh my gosh.
No.
Rainbow Jesus? Has anyone ever called you that?
No.
It's amazing. Yeah, so I ordered an agitator online, so hopefully it'll be here soon. Oh, it'll be arriving today. Okay. Thank God.
Okay. So, Becca, do you have any other things that you don't do?
Okay, yes. I will choose one more from my list. Water propagation. I'm not going to say I never do it, but I'm just going to say...
that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do it as much, like, at all, like... it's really like a last ditch effort because I know for sure things will root in water no matter what. Maybe most things. But I root mostly in cocopeat or like De La tanks heavily amended with cocopeat. So it's like a little more moisture retaining. And then spag, like from you guys. If I get a plant from you guys, I'll keep it in spag. And I propagate wet sticks in leftover spag from you guys. So I just recycle it and keep using it, but like I just am totally not doing water propagation anymore, which is funny because I think if 2 years ago me would hear me say this, she'd be like terrified because I was very scared to not propagate in water because it felt risky. But the transition period is just like non-existent if you propagate in something else other than water, which I love.
And also, if you're using just De La tanks in the closed environment, I can assure you, because I've had tons of success with my Hoya. I haven't really rooted any other plants in it. But if you have it in like a closed bin, it is it works fine without any amendments. But I understand why you'd want to amend it. But I was the same way. And I think that's probably because when we started, people didn't be like, well, if you're going to do it in this, you need to have a container that you have to put it in and you have to keep it closed and make sure you keep it moist. Whereas with water, you were just like, oh, just stick it in a cup of water, you know?
Yeah. It was less intimidating for sure.
But the roots that grow in water versus any other substrate, they're different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're different. They're just thin, not great roots rooting in water. Yeah,
very noodly. It's just not the same.
It's satisfying to watch. I'll give it that. If you're using a clear vessel, which is also advised against, but like if you're rooting in water, you got to have it in a clear vessel, in my opinion, because like you want to see it happen, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's about all.
Yeah, if it's like a vining plant, I'll probably root it in water, but anything else, I'm probably rooting in like a solid substrate. And you know what? I actually rooted some Adansonii from my tree in water, and it had like no transition period into soil. So I was pretty happy about that. But
wow.
I don't know why. I mean, that really hardly ever happens, but I got lucky. Yeah. But yeah, I don't really do that anymore. Yeah. Also, it's like you have to worry about changing out the water. And if you're rooting it in like a substrate, you just treat it like it's a plant already, pretty much.
Yeah,
it's actually less intimidating when you think about it, because remembering to change that water is a job itself.
Yeah, it gets all grody. But yeah, you just like with spag, you just water it when it gets dry and it's fine. Like it's already a plant.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to try perlite. I have yet to try propagating in perlite.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't have any, and I don't feel like buying any.
I mean, pumice would be the same thing, or any of those.
Yeah.
Gosh, look how far we've come in our propagations, guys.
I know.
You guys are both, like, big on chop and prop. That was the last thing, was chop and prop for me. Like I hardly ever do it. I used to do it all the time, but now I just love having big plants, so I don't want to chop and prop. But you guys are both like selling cuttings, chopping and propping, and you have big plants still. Like I don't know, I just think it's great.
It's just easier with Hoya, I think, because they grow so,
it's Hoya for sure. Yeah,
they grow so like easily, and it's, you know, aeroids are a whole different thing. And when you chop an aeroid, you're kind of like messing with the whole symmetry of the plant, you know? With Hoya, it's just like whatever.
Because they could root from whatever, you know, wherever you chop them, which is nice.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get to give a second one, but I'm going to... Can I end off with one?
Yeah, for sure.
Sorry. That's okay. Butt chugging. I used to butt chug all the time.
Adam!
I still have like tons of plastic drip trays because I would literally just put a little water on top.
Oh, you actually mean a plant thing.
Yeah.
I thought you were... Oh, I was like, why are you going into detail about how you butt chugged? Like, I'm like, wait, I thought you were talking about yourself. I'm so scared. Oh no. My God. I was like, Adam.
She's mortified.
Like Adam, the plastic tray, like for what?
To catch the drippings.
So I lay down a tarp. No, I used to bottom watering. Bottom watering. And I still do it occasionally with certain plants that are in soil that just have like compacted soil. But plastic tray for what?
There's the explicit mark.
But I would bottom water all of my plants. I bought those big plastic drip trays and I would fill them up with water, put the plants in there, and then I'd put a little water on top of the plant soil because I just kind of felt like it helped draw up more. And I'm still like, I'm not against bottom watering. I just, you know, now that I'm home, work from home, I literally just put all the plants in the sink and soak them. The ones that I have in soil, because I don't have a ton in soil, but I do have a few. And then I'll let it sit for 10 minutes. I'll come back. I'll soak it again. Let it sit for 10 minutes. Soak it again. And that's all I do now. But before I would like, I don't know, I would let the plants sit in the water and take up as much as I needed. And I still think it's a good thing. I don't think there's anything wrong with bottom watering. I just don't really do that anymore.
It's kind of time consuming. But then like people that bottom water say that it's not because you're not grabbing your plants and like bringing them all to sink. But I don't know, like something about me, and it's probably just all in my head. I just feel like the plant's not getting enough water when you bottom water. And I know it's all in my head because you could give it as much as it needs till it stops drinking.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, a mental thing for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you.
But you're right. I would do that like overnight. I would. So like now that I'm home and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
No big deal. Just the our sink is always has some sort of plant in it. And Steve's just going to get over it. It's just life now,
He's
man.
He's going to get over it. Well, you got that spare bathroom, which is nice. Because that's the plant's bathroom. Let's be honest.
It really is. That's where they get treated. That's where they get watered. Like
they are just... They are just constantly taking baths.
Yeah, they're living their best life over there. I have a question, Adam. Do you have any plants outside?
I do have a few like cactus and stuff. I have a plumeria and a Madagascar palm out there, and those are growing well. But no.
Not a lot, yeah.
No, because like I'm just really bad at watering. But I do have a lot of cactus outside that I do remember to water. Like the ones your mom gave me, they're all still alive and happy.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what do we think?
I think that's a wrap.
Yeah, I think it's time to shut it down.
Shut it down. That was a great first episode, you guys. We went way over.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Don't expect this all the time. I'm just kidding. Actually,
It actually kind of is.
It's kind of normal. So hope that you enjoyed hearing from us in our little practices we don't do anymore. It's been a joy chatting. We have not chatted together in a while, actually. Yeah. So it's probably why we were so chit-chatty. Anyway, if you loved this episode, we would love for you to give our podcast a 5-star review. You know, you can do that on Apple. You can do that on Spotify. On Spotify, all you have to do is press the 5 stars. You don't even have to put your name.
Yeah.
Great news. Just press 5 stars. So, yeah, you listen on your favorite podcast player. If you can leave a review, that'd be awesome. It actually does help us. And then also share our podcast with your friends and follow us on Instagram if you want to keep up to date with what we're up to. And we sort of use the most recent Instagram post as a comment board for this episode. So if you have any thoughts on anything we said, we'd love for you to leave them over on our Instagram post at Potted Together. And you can follow us on Instagram individually. Adam is not dude, KNOT. DUDE. Nicole is My Clean Leaves, and I am De La Plants. Wow.
Yep. That was a great outro. And
wow.
If you really like our catch-ups, you can join our Patreon.
Ooh, we did not mention that. We are bad Patreons.
Well,
Patreon
we have an ad host. We have a commercial, but that's okay.
No, we need to record new commercials.
Oh, we need to record new commercials. Oh, no. Okay.
Use the old ones.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun over on Patreon. Our episodes are a bit more unhinged. We record them late at night, sometimes at midnight, actually, which is very irresponsible. Yeah.
Sometimes with a drink in our hands.
Yes. That is right. Have to say, I told you guys that I get hungover like every time I drink. I drank more drinks than usual in Miami, but did not have a hangover. And do you know why?
The humidity.
Because I sweat it out with dancing.
Exactly.
Literally. I felt like a spring chicken. And a cigar. I did have a Cuban cigar.
I saw that.
When in Rome. It was pretty good. As soon as I lit it up, my friend was making fun of me because I probably sounded like such a douche, but I lit it up and I like... brought it into my mouth and I went, oh, I missed that. She just looks at me and she's like, ew. Like, who are you?
Why is it spicy?
Are you in there?
Yeah, but it was really good. I used to smoke like little baby cigars in college sometimes, like Swisher with my friends, sweets. Like just to blow off some steam. They were like little clove. I think they started with a D.
Dejarium? Dariums, yes. Or whatever? Yes. Clove cigarettes.
I used to smoke those sometimes in college, and it just was like our blow off steam. We'd go on the roof and we'd light it up. It was great.
Very cool.
I missed this.
Anyway. I look such a douche. All right. If you guys missed us, make sure that you're subscribed to our podcast channel on YouTube as well. But wait, we haven't done any videos at all.
No.
No. We tried that macrame one, and I've just fucked up, and I've never given you.
You didn't.
The videos.
You didn't fuck anything up. It's okay.
What would you guys like to see? Should we do a new video? Why not?
Yeah. The macrame video will happen someday when I'm in high-speed internet and I can download the clips. I promise. And I remember while in high-speed internet. But yeah, if you guys have any special requests for YouTube videos, we'll make one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Longest outro ever. We will see you later. Bye.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.